Good morning, this is Ralph Jensen. I'm the editor-in-chief of Security Products Magazine. On this first day of the show at ISC West in Las Vegas, we have the opportunity to talk to Mark Provencal, the Vice President of Marketing Market Strategy at Dedicated Micros. Typically, ISC West is an opportunity for companies to showcase new products. Mark, we're thankful to have you join us on this podcast, and with your permission, we'll just jump into a list of questions that we have.
Great.
First of all, Mark, what is Dedicated Micros highlighting at ISC West 2008?
We're showing a number of new products, which include network video recorders as well as network cameras. We launched in the fall a new system architecture that is now used in all of our new products. The first products released using this technology were aimed at the mid-range of the DVR market. The SD DVR is now sold worldwide with great reviews, and we are now using that same core technology to provide a wide range of high-performance products. All of these new products that you see at the booth today share the same basic software and hardware architecture. That means that to the end user, all these products are interoperable, and the new products are really extensions of existing products, and we're just adding new features to those systems. Our new system architecture is designed to support really a large amount of digital video. This is not limited to the recording only, but also to displaying and analysis of the video. The new products have an HDMI output. That means that the high-definition displays that have dropped significantly in price these last 18 months can now be used with our products. We can use full 1080i resolution of the monitor at full frame rate on multiple NTSC or even megapixel cameras. The image quality is amazing. All products have a very unified web interface that reduces complexity and makes sure that if you're used to using one of our products, you can easily transition to any of our other new products.
Mark, it seems like technology is one of the basics in the security industry. What prompted Dedicated Micros to develop high-definition video surveillance?
What we saw was that there really hasn't been a cost-effective solution to multi-screen presentation of high-rate, high-definition video streams. We saw that camera technology is maturing and megapixel cameras are out there, but the recording, video analysis, and display technology really has not kept pace with the cameras. And Dedicated Micros saw this as an opportunity to lead in this technology area.
What specific Dedicated Micros products work with high definition?
At the booth today, we have a megapixel network camera, which we call the Cammy 2000, which can transmit in high-definition images in both JPEG and MPEG-4 formats. On the recording side, our new DVIP series units support high-definition output, as well as our enterprise-class system called the HiView, which can handle streams from up to 1,024 cameras in each rack module. On the virtual matrix side, we have a new range of products which basically allow you to create virtual matrices, the product called PickaPoint, and we have DVIP decoders which actually will output to HDMI displays for your virtual matrix.
Mark, can you use old equipment with the new generation high def displays?
The new products can actually pull video streams from old existing DVRs into the new system, as well as if you have an existing analog camera, you can plug it directly into many of those units, and it will record NTSC resolution inputs as well as IP camera streams. The interesting thing is when you take six NTSC cameras and put them on a high-definition display in a multi-camera screen configuration, in our product, the image is extremely clear because we're not throwing away any of the resolution to create that four-way or six-way camera display. We utilize all the resolution and put it up on the high-definition display.
You and I both know that ISC West is a very high-intensity, fast-paced trade show. Let me just ask you one more question so you can get back to work. What kind of impact do you anticipate this to have on the marketplace?
Well, we think that many customers will not want to accept low-resolution video anymore. I think it's very similar to people who have high-definition TVs in their home. They typically do not want to use NTSC resolution channels because now their expectations of quality are significantly higher, and we feel that, you know, this is what's going to happen in the security market.
Mark, thank you very much for your time. Hope you have a great show during the next couple of days here in Las Vegas, and appreciate you sharing your insight with our readers and listeners. Thank you.
Thank you.